What about the infrastructure to do clinical research in ovarian cancer? You have the medical oncologist, you have the gynecologic oncologist. How set up are we to get trials done? And for example, this big GOG study, do you see that the mechanisms in place to get that done in a timely fashion?
Well, never as fast as we would like. I mean, ovarian cancer is a relatively uncommon disease. There will be about 23,000 new cases this year. We probably put 3 to 5% of those previously untreated patients on clinical trial, nowhere near as good as we'd like. So it is hard to mount large trials, and we're doing studies like, the intraperitoneal study with about 200 or 300 patients per each arm, the Taxol Carbo versus Taxol Cisplatin with an 800-patient study, which took several years. So it does take time to accrue, and it takes time to follow the group and to get decisive results. So I think we're struggling with the fact that it's not that common a disease. Now, on the other hand, that's why we're also working together with international groups. The GOG is part of an international network of clinical investigators in Italy and Australia and in London and England, so that we can do international studies. And I think the large study that I told you about, where patients are randomized to a five-arm study of the paclitaxel carboplatin versus a triplet of paclitaxel carboplatin, gemcitabine, another triplet of paclitaxel carboplatin, pegylated liposomal doxorubicin, and then two doublets of topotecan carboplatin and one of carboplatin gemcitabine. And those studies were done with international cooperation with 4,000 patients, and we were able to do those studies in a relatively timely manner. So we really need to do larger studies, and I think it's important to get those studies quickly.